This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have to do is check out what I'm saying, and that's why they run the fake headline against myself and Tucker Carlson everywhere, every day. Jones admits he's an actor. Or Tucker Carlson says nobody would take me seriously. Where do we say that? We never said that. They just say we said that. But where's the clip? Where's the article? Where do we say that? Doesn't exist.
Alex Jones is playing a character and is a performance artist.
Jones is playing a character on his radio show.
The radio rants of Alex Jones are just an act.
He's actually a performance artist.
He's a performance artist. Alex Jones is a fake.
They're lying to you because they think you're stupid. And it's all based on a custody battle with my ex-wife 5 years ago. And she was trying to put into evidence me dressed up more than a decade before like the Joker, being sarcastic, saying, take your Prozac, kids. Take your illegal drugs, too. You'll die. It's fun. So people wouldn't take drugs. And they wanted to enter that in evidence. They look, he's insane, telling kids to use drugs. And my lawyer went, when Jack Nicholson plays the part of the Joker, no one thinks that's really Jack Nicholson. So, yeah, when I've been Cobra Commander,
Hail Cobra!
Or Optimus Prime,
Autobots, let's roll!
Or the Joker, because I can do imitations of them all really good. Or Darth Vader.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you?
Do I really think I'm Darth Vader? No. Do I think I'm Optimus Prime, Cobra Commander, the Joker? No. And clearly, no reasonable person would think when I'm doing satire that what I'm saying is what I really think. No one believes the Babylon Bee. It's not trying to lie to you. It's being sarcastic.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
But they play those games. And that's why I don't joke around as much as I used to. Even though I tell people, okay, this is a joke, this isn't serious, they clip it out and they say, no, this is what he really believes.
Every day when I leave work, I do this.
That man's a threat to this country.
And they go, look, he admitted in court he's an actor. Well, yeah, I was an actor in Scanner Darkly. I was an actor in Waking Life. I was an actor when I was Cobra Commander. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones, the talk show host, up here reading news articles to you, isn't a real thing and isn't something I'm actually saying. And you know that. You're insulted right now. I'm even explaining that to you. And so am I. But that's who these people are.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Am I really Darth Vader?
I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny.
I'm kind of retarded.
I've done those imitations, those little jokes. Do you now not listen to what I say about other things when I show you a powerful news article by Dr. Joseph Mercola on Infowars.com that has all the cited information, the latest tragedy, sudden adult death syndrome? No, that's a real thing. That's something happening in the real world. And that's what we're breaking down here today. I am Alex Jones, and I am the guy on the show every day. I am an American, and that's what I promote, is freedom and justice and liberty, and they can't stand it.
Pesky Earth creatures.
Phone calls are coming up, folks. Stay with us.
The answer to 1984. It is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com.
And never
give up the fight.
Never!
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Today's world, abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshippers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
What the f*** is this?
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
I don't want to do it. I love Satan. How do you get your abortion space?
I pay for them.
How many do
you pay for? Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You, you piece of
bunch of misogynist mother. Take your male privilege somewhere else.
How about you being aggressive?
I'm being aggressive.
One, two, get us on!
Wow! Watch out!
He's, that's the guys that attack Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Phone calls. Moving quickly through your calls, Judge Joe Brown and others join us in the next hour to lay out how historic these events are and what they believe is coming next. But right now, let's continue in the order the calls are received. Paul, in the great state of Michigan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. We've taken the beach. This is the victory, and now it's time to move on through the mainland. So you could pick this apart anyway, but it's raising awareness. It's raising awareness. You agree with me, right?
I think the analogy of landing in Normandy is perfect. We're now on the beach. The real fight starts now.
Thank you. Now, Alex, I have to tell you quickly, if I could indulge, you've inspired people in so many ways, including myself. And one of the things that you did is you said to pick a cause, to pick something to battle these globalists. And my cause, being in music over the last 6 or 7 years, was to create a song that came to me directly from God. And this is how we're connected, Alex, spiritually.
No, you're right. It is divine inspiration that is our secret weapon.
I have a tattoo I'm looking at on my arm right now that says divine inspiration. How incredible, how synchronistic is that? But, Alex, this song came to me called Dear Mom. And I didn't know what it meant, but wrote it, created it. Listen, Alex, when we test this song 15 seconds in...
Say the name of the song again slowly.
Okay. Dear Mom.
Dear Mom, okay.
And, This is if you could find, if you could put a link on, it would be fantastic. Thousands of people have seen it, but this is how we're connected. When you interviewed John Henry Weston, I connected with him. And through LifeSite News, he invested in a motion picture type video that goes
along.
That's
right. In fact, I want to get John Henry, that heads up LifeSite News, back on today or Sunday. We're trying to get him on right now to respond to all this. I'm sure he's very, very busy. But tell me where we find the song, because I get Dear Mom's the name of the song. Where do we find it? Is that the headline? Where do I find it?
Yes, just there's no profiteering.
I don't care. Just where's the song?
All right, YouTube. Just on the search bar, can I give you my last name, or would you rather not have?
Sure, go ahead. Just how do we? What I care about.
Okay, Paul.
Just hold on a second. When people call in, they try to give long URLs. They talk all day about their song. You need to say, here it is. It's important. I hope people share it. It was inspired by God. And then tell us where it's at and the name of it. So just tell me where it's at. It's on YouTube. The name is Dear Mom.
Dear Mom, put Paul Lubansky, Lubanski.
Hi, Mother. Love talking to you. Got to jump. Got to get to everybody else. Craig in Alabama. Craig, thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Talking about rivers is what I think is a great thing. But it's going to be interesting. You know, you're going to have the fiery, peaceful protest going on this afternoon that we could all look forward to. But, you know,
after they burn down half the country, it'll be mostly peaceful.
Oh, yeah, mostly
peaceful. But if somebody poops in Pelosi's office, it's the end of the world, worse than Pearl Harbor. Remember, Schumer and all of them said worse than Pearl Harbor, worse than 9/11. What, them killing a couple patriots and a cop having a heart attack 3 days later? They call that the biggest event in U.S. history. What gaslighting crap is that? It's almost as ridiculous as Biden blaming gas stations for gas prices. It's preposterous.
It is. A lot of people believe it.
Yeah.
You know, the Satanic Temple is, you know, I think they filed a lawsuit status against their abortion rituals, so we get to look forward to that.
Well, no, they said it's their religious sacrament to kill babies.
Right. So anybody against it must be with the Satanists. So we'll just see how it all rolls out.
Absolutely. So what do you think is going to come out of this?
I think there's a lot of riots, and it's going to be back and forth, back and forth. I think the overturning is a great thing, but you're going to have the other leftists come out and do their thing.
Well, these demons are over their quarry. They're over the babies they want to murder. And they've got all these demonic women under a trance sitting there just hailing and howling and demanding more blood. So this is definitely bringing evil out in the open. Thank you so much for the call, Craig. Let's go ahead and talk to Beth in Wisconsin, then Thumper. Beth, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, I'm calling from the great state of Wisconsin because a darkness has lifted here. News outlets are reporting that within the last hour, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has ceased all abortions.
Wow.
It's because of an 1849 law that's been on the books, but it was nullified by Roe v. Wade. But now that that's been overturned, it has gone back to being an abortion-free state.
That's right. And God cares about the heart. It doesn't matter that we haven't totally stopped it yet. We're trying, and then God will take us the rest of the way. I've seen this in my life thousands of times. Do the right thing, fight hard, and God will take us the rest of the way. And you're right. This is a big victory, and God's watching.
Amen, Alex. And one more thing. I just wanted you to know that I do pray for you. And like a year and a half ago, I was praying because now I know occasionally you go on one of these rants, and I just asked the Lord, like, should I be listening to this? I mean, I'm a really conservative lady. I teach Sunday school, and, you know, should I be listening to that? And so I asked the Lord, and he said, Beth, not everybody is a 50-plus-year-old Sunday school teacher, that I need warriors, and Alex is a warrior. And he said, nobody fights for Alex. Nobody fights for the babies. Nobody fights for my children like Alex. So I've continued to pray for you, support you, and I just wanted you to know that.
Well, you bring tears to my eyes. I only know this, Beth. I'm a real person. I don't put on acts, and I am a fallen, evil person. I love God. My heart's right, but I haven't, had my best friend killed so I could have his wife like King David did, and then he repented. But I am a savage killer. I am a wild man, and I get out of control, especially when I do nighttime shows and I'm exhausted, and then later I see it and I think it's horrible and it's terrible, but it's real, and I'm influenced by the flesh, everything else, but you're right. I love God, and I'm trying as hard as I can, so just forgive me when I get out of control. Believe me, I pray every morning that I will not be a jerk to my family, that I will not be a jerk to my crew, that I will not beat the hell out of somebody that gets in my face on the street. And so just keep praying that I be given peace, and I appreciate you. God bless you. All right, we got to go to break, but it's totally true, ladies and gentlemen. You study history, and you study the Bible. God, normally, Christ was different because that was God's son. God raises up people that are John the Baptist, Moses. I'm not comparing myself to that, but these people were killers. And the point is, God is not looking for wimps to be the tip of the spear. And I'm not claiming that I've got all the answers or I'm perfect, but I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I have felt the power of the spiritual world. I have had the power of Satan, and I was able to reject it before it took me over, and I've had the power of God. I've experienced both. And so I've almost pushed Satan out of my life, 95%. That 5%'s bad, though. I got a big old satanic streak right down my back, folks, and so do you.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Am Prayer. It is June 24th, 2022, the day we hit bottom. I think you can say it is, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming back up now. It's going to be hard. It's going to be painful. But in the end, we're going to stand for unborn. We're going to stand for old people. We're going to stand for our poor people. We're going to build prosperity. We're going to build a godly system. We're going to defeat the mark of the beast. But we're going to go through hell first. Let's continue on your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk to Thumper in Michigan. Thumper, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was calling in just, I'm going to take an opposite side. I'm going to say this was done on purpose to turn the women out like hornets for the next vote to try to keep power of the House. I think California is corporate owned, UN owned, and that what they're going to do is make abortions free. They'll fly the women out, plus they can stall the pregnant women so they can get older fetuses, fly them out to California, and they already have the women's clinic set up with the anchor baby thing, and they'll fly them out there, and then they can make a streamline or pipeline directly for organ donations from the older fetuses.
You are completely correct that that is their plan B. But they did not want the Supreme Court to say this and hand it back to the states. But you're right. They're going to continue to try to change up the paradigm. But what was the Supreme Court supposed to do then? Not overturn Roe v. Wade? Well, I mean, obviously it was waited. I'm not saying all the justices were part of it, but obviously they waited until now. It came out last year. They had the votes, and Chief Justice Roberts blocked it. So I don't think we know that you're right. You're absolutely right, Thumper. That they waited, and he controlled this and held it up as long as he could for the election. You're right, but that's them trying to make lemonade out of lemons.
Right, but what they're going to do is vilify the right and say, oh, it's all these religions. Because you got to remember, the UN wants one world religion.
I hear you. So what I'm saying is the hearts are convicted of the people. Young people are almost 80% anti-abortion now. We're winning hearts and minds, and that's what matters. We reach enough people to not be part of this and to realize it's a life they're killing. It won't matter how many Planned Parenthoods they've got. People won't kill their children. Does that make sense?
Yes, but what I want you to do is keep hammering that they're playing women for fools and that women, you know, they're emotional, but they're not seeing with the UN you're going to give up property rights. You know, your birthright, everything. Many
that's right.
Rights.
You got a right to kill your kid, but you have a right to nothing else. You'll own nothing. You'll have nothing. You'll eat bugs. Yes. The way of the New World Order is death and destruction. Thank you so much, Thumper. All right. Up next, Josh in FEMA Region 3. You're on the air worldwide.
Alex, it's an honor to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Real quick, I just want to plug X2. Man, I've been taking it for the last month and a half. It's made amazing changes. I started dreaming again. It's amazing.
But let's spend a little bit more time on that, because most people are iodine deficient. Even the UN admits 2+ billion have cognitive disabilities and health problems from lack of iodine. Most iodine is not in the soil or it's bound to other elements, so it's not absorbable. This is pure medical grade iodine, the highest quality anywhere. X2, unbelievable for your immune system, your libido, your body. It is critical to life. X2 is incredible. You're saying you're dreaming again. What else has happened with X2?
I just feel better. Like, it's hard to explain. I feel like I'm more hydrated. I'm a roofer. It normally takes a lot of water to stay hydrated for me. It feels like I'm retaining water better. Like I said, I started dreaming again. I haven't had a dream in 15 years. And 2 weeks after taking it, I was starting to dream every single night.
Well, this isn't some new age thing. They just piggyback on it. The pineal gland gets filled with fluoride, and that's the third eye, literally. It's connected to higher dreaming, higher consciousness medically, and then obviously the ancients said connected to spiritual connection. And when it gets filled with fluoride and bromide and bromine and all the bad halogens, then people don't dream, and they don't have higher consciousness statistically. But real iodine goes through and just burns all that out. It doesn't just get in there. It removes the bad stuff in the major studies. So that's why everybody should get X2. We have a limited supply of it at InfoWarsStore.com. It is, ladies and gentlemen, 40% off right now, though it's about to sell out. Your X2 at InfoWarsStore.com takes about 15 days to kick in. InfoWarsStore.com, X2. What else do you want to say about abortion, sir?
Just that this is a small victory in a major war, that now we have to turn our focus to the states and start putting representatives in place to continue this battle and not just celebrate, because it's really time to double down.
I totally agree, and God bless you. I am completely double down. I mean, all their persecution, all their attacks has just made us stronger. If they hadn't done all this stuff to me, I would have been complacent. But the fact that they have assaulted me and my family and lied about us and tried to destroy us and done things I won't mention on air that are just so horrible because it gives them pleasure, I'm not going to talk about it. That persecution is a sign of we're over the target. All right, up next here. Who's been holding the longest now? We're a pretty good job taking calls, aren't we? Tanner, in the great state of Texas. Tanner, you're on the air. Welcome.
Man, y'all are doing really good on calls today. Look, whether the Roe versus Wade decision was organic or orchestrated, it provides people a choice. Serve evil or serve God. It gets us back on track.
Exactly. I meant to say that. Thank God you called, Tanner. I want you to continue. I'm not going to interrupt you more, but God says you're either hot nor cold. Do not be lukewarm. I'll spit you out of my mouth. It makes it a very clear demarcation line and gets the war out in the open. This is a good thing.
That's exactly right. So you have a choice. Serve evil or serve life. It's not over. This war is not over. It is just beginning. So everyone's got to double down. This is going to get a lot worse before it gets better. They're going to take the economy. They're going to do everything else. Second part to this, look, the Supreme Court decision is great. I am a convicted felon, a nonviolent, non-firearm, non-drug-related crime, and I am forced to not be able to defend my life. So my life has no value, according to the United States government. Now, I'm a former first responder of 6 years, and I lost everything. But I'm still trying to hold strong in the way God wants me to be. And I recognize the crime that I committed was wrong, but I didn't know what I was doing. It is a long story. I didn't know what I was doing. I pissed the ATF off, and here we are. So I'm telling everybody.
Oh, there's millions of innocent people because they're unconstitutional. It's, you shouldn't say you admit you were wrong. If you didn't commit a violent act with a gun and they got you on some fake gun law you didn't know was there, it's like saying, in 1850, the Supreme Court said black people weren't human, and some black stood up and said, I am a human, I got rights. The black person was right, not the Supreme Court. And so it doesn't matter if the system says you're bad because you had a gun. You aren't doing it. It's a victimless crime. It's BS, brother.
I'll humble myself before God, and I will tell everyone this. Get ready. They will come for you because you are righteous and you stand on the right side of God. Everyone better get ready.
That's right. Everybody should get ready. That's the theme of this broadcast. Thank you, Tanner. All right. Here's the deal. We got loaded phone lines, and I will intend to get to everybody. Judge Joe Brown's coming up in 30 minutes, but we have a very special guest who broke the story about Andrew Gillum and the drug-fueled gay orgies. And we're not attacking him because he's gay. We're attacking him because he was compromised and blackmailed, and now this has come out. Imagine having...
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election, how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have a high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes for standing
Supreme Court. We will defy them. Women will be in control of their bodies. And if they think black women are intimidated or afraid, they got another thought coming. Black women will be out in droves. We will be out by the thousands. We will be out by the millions. We're going to make sure we fight for the right to control our own bodies. Thank you. Hello, everybody. Hello, young girl. We're fighting for you.
And you see a girl's brown bunny dancing through the turquoise, and her footprints make you.
when in the middle of the big DeSantis fight to become governor a few years ago, imagine we didn't have DeSantis as a governor to show us how great he was. He was critical in exposing at CentralFloridaPost.com what was really going on with the Florida gubernatorial candidate who almost won by fraud, Andrew Gillum, who's now been hit with a federal indictment. So, Jacob Ingalls, we really appreciate you joining us ahead of Judge Joe Brown next hour to talk about this, because it's not just old news. This shows what the Democrats with Avenatti or any of their minions do. When they fail, they destroy him. So he's now indicted. Why is he indicted? I want to talk about the bigger picture. DeSantis, who is coming out against the vaccines, coming out against the Great Reset. I mean, I like Trump a lot, but boy, I wish he was more like DeSantis. You're right there in Florida in the middle of this. You've been massively persecuted. I almost spent 30 minutes on how you helped push it, how you helped break it, how you were the guys that first put it out, the hotel room, the gay-fueled orgy, and the guys he was with, obviously looks like blackmailing him, taking photos and video of this. You broke all that. They tried to deny it. They persecuted you, but later it was true. Again, we're not attacking this guy because of what he's doing with adults in a hotel room. The issue is he's compromised, and now they didn't get their compromised operative in. Now they've got a burning. The question is, what did he know, and what is Andrew Gillum covering up, or why are they indicting him? Because they don't indict criminals like Joe Biden's son, Hunter, when you're working with the system. So why are they turning on their own minion? Jacob Ingalls, CentralFloridaPost.com, give us your expert analysis on this. And congratulations on helping get DeSantis elected a month before the election and exposing this, because DeSantis barely won because of election fraud. We know that. If it wasn't for your report, I think there's a good chance DeSantis wouldn't have gotten in. So kudos to you.
No, thank you, Alex, and thank you for having me on. And, you know, I remember in 2018 when we had the recount and we were down there in Broward County and every single vote truck that was coming in, seals were broken on the back. It really was a primer for what they did in 2020 and 2018 in Florida with the gubernatorial election. And early on, In 2017, Alex, late 2017, early 2018, I reported that Andrew Gillum was having gay, drug-fueled orgies. I reported that he was involved with these lobbyists when he was mayor of Tallahassee, getting them sweetheart deals. And when you look at the indictment that came out yesterday, 19 counts of wire fraud and then lying to the FBI, some of the key players involved in that that remain unnamed, but you can tell by the transactions and the monies that went through are the same exact people I was talking about. And they said, Jacob, you can't talk about his sexuality. It doesn't matter. And I said, no, it's not about his sexuality. It's about being compromised. Because if he got elected governor and he was doing this kind of stuff that he was doing in his private life, now 3 years later when we exposed him in the hotel room, passed out, covered in vomit after the orgy, What would have happened in our state, Alex? What would have happened in Florida? What kind of crooked developer, what kind of crooked globalist, what kind of crooked Soros scheme was going to be pushed through because they had the goods on him?
Well, that's right. In a few minutes, we'll show some of those images. Viewer discretion advised. We're not going to show any of the pornographic ones, but him covered in vomit, laying on the ground in the hotel room, the methamphetamine. This was a compromised individual. And what a message to the system that if you serve this, they will destroy you.
Yeah, and we have to wonder. He recently started a podcast. He was kind of going out on his own. He wasn't doing the cable news circuit anymore. He went to rehab. He came out as bisexual. His wife supported him. He had a big article in GQ last February to help rehabilitate his image.
So they tried to prop all this up.
Yeah, no. Even after what he did, even after him being caught in that hotel room cheating on his wife with the male prostitute, with the drugs, with the defibrillator machine, with the meth, with the coke, with all of that, they still let him clean himself up, trying to push him back into the spotlight. And before he had his incident in March of 2021, Alex, in 2020 he went up to D.C. for a secret meeting with Obama that was then leaked to Politico, where they were talking about how he was a potential 2020 presidential candidate.
And that's the question. Was he part of Obama's $56,000 in hot dogs operation? Is this guy Obama's lover?
You know, a lot of people have been discussing that since the news broke last year, and they were certainly very close. Obama bent over backwards to come out and support Gillum, rallying all over the state of Florida. And he really closed the gap for Gillum in those final weeks. And so nothing would surprise me, especially considering how Mayor Gillum was operating.
What do we know about these people taking photos of him with a defibrillator, meaning he was taking so many drugs he wanted his heart restarted? This is extreme dangerous behavior. Was this deep state operatives speculating that we're trying to get full control of him? Because I mean, who would do this?
I think, Alex, they saw him as a future political commodity, but they saw him as a little bit of a free spirit. So I think what happened there, he hires the male escort, a couple of other people are in the room, and they're doing these really extreme things. And remember, in the police report, they didn't release the police body cam footage, but in the police report, when the police entered the room, he was so incoherent, he could barely stand, he was falling over, he couldn't speak, he couldn't even give a statement. So I think something is afoot there where maybe he went off the leash a little bit and they had
they may have forced drugged him too. I mean, he may be the victim. This looks really bad.
Yeah, and that's a potential thing too, because just seeing that defibrillator.
Point is, this is how they get back to the defibrillator. Exactly, this is how they compromise people. Talk about the defibrillator. For folks that don't know what that is, that's the paddles they use to restart your heart. Who the hell has that?
Well, interestingly enough, the male escort that was with Gillum happened to be a emergency room nurse who brought his whole kit with him. So, very powerful drugs that are not on the street.
So they were, it looks to me speculative, like they were really getting ready to drug him out of his mind, to compromise him. And in case that happened, they had a defibrillator there. This, who should be indicted, in my view, is the people that brought defibrillators and all these drugs.
Well, and let's get even more into this. Why hasn't the body cam footage been released where we would see the faces of the other men in the room? We know there was the male prostitute, but we don't know the other two individuals in the room. Why is that? Why can't that footage be released?
That's right. So people get into politics, the dirty side of it, particularly Democrats, Republicans too, and they trust it. They just do it because they know, well, you'll trust me if I do this. Then they set you up. We're going to talk about this with Jacob Engel, CentralFloridaPost.com, and where he sees all this going. But this is the real underbelly of how they compromise people very, very early on and then control them. So why are they indicting him now? What is the point of that? This is a really important story. Then Judge Joe Brown joins us, your phone calls and more on this important, this historic Friday edition. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Candidate Andrew Gillum, who's now been indicted by the FBI. This is a real window into the satanic underbelly of the New World Order. How a guy they thought was about to be governor, they were getting all the dirt they needed, but our guest Jacob Ingalls got it out before the election and helped derail what he was doing, and to great detriment to his own self. But that's what it takes to win these fights. So how big is this, and where do you see this going with him indicted now? And again, for listeners who just tuned in, why has he been indicted?
Well, he's been indicted on 19 counts of wire fraud and then, I believe, two other counts of making false statements to the FBI. Essentially what he was doing when he announced his run for governor in 2017, he had to resign to run. That's the rule in Florida. So he lost his salary as mayor of Tallahassee. And they concocted this scheme with one of his friends, one of his longtime associates, where she would create a company that then would be hired by his campaign and his political committee, and then he would get a chunk of it on the back end. Nobody knew that, but that's what happened, and that's where we see this wire fraud charges coming from, where he was getting $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month, unbeknownst to the donors and everyone else who thought giving money for his campaign and his political committee, not for his personal enrichment.
Why do you think, because obviously the Justice Department is totally deep state controlled, why did they burn him? Because he knows too much, and now that he'll be indicted, he'll be discredited? Because he was obviously big buddies with Barack Obama?
I'm not sure. I have kind of two thoughts on this, Alex. So either he was flying a little too far from the reservation for them, or they've charged him, and we'll all spend the next couple of months, wow, this is great, finally somebody's charged, finally the Biden Justice Department gets something right, and then what will result is a Roger Stone-style jury, except in the favor of Gillum, where he gets off and they get to rebrand him and rebuild him. So that's kind of the two angles I'm thinking. I think they might be taking him down a few notches and then let him off, and then having that understanding with him going forward that you are completely and totally under our control.
What about DeSantis? You know, I know he went to Yale. People say Trojan horse, but he's gone up against Big Pharma. He's come out against the vaccines for little kids. He is just, I don't see anybody at the level he's at doing what he's doing. I really like DeSantis, and I like Trump too, but Trump was all in. He's still in with warp speed. I mean, I got to tell you, national polls show this too, that DeSantis can beat Trump, and that DeSantis in New Hampshire and other battleground states is way ahead of Trump. What's your take on that?
Well, some of the polling I've seen in the state of Florida, Alex, over the past 6 months, we've seen a marked reduction in questions like, are you more or less likely to vote for a candidate that is endorsed by Donald Trump? And then when you go to DeSantis, we've seen a marked increase on questions like that from some of the reporting I've done and polling I've seen. I think for President Trump, he should have gotten credit, more credit than he ever got for Operation Warp Speed. I don't think anybody denies that. But I think when he was on that tour with Bill O'Reilly a couple of months ago and really pushing the hard, hard sell on the vaccine and the boosters, I think we saw an opening there for DeSantis, who has kind of taken a different approach. So a lot of people are saying DeSantis is the Trump kind of candidate in 2024 without the baggage.
You're saying people think he's Trump 2.0.
Yeah.
I could ask a lot of questions, Jacob Ingalls of CentralFloridaPost.com, but what else is on your radar screen? What else do you want to impart to viewers about Florida's become the real battleground for America?
Well, we have a race in Central Florida, Alex, Congressional District 7. This was held by Stephanie Murphy, who you know we've talked about on this program. She's one of the impeachment hoaxers. She's one of the J6 committee members. She had to resign earlier this year after I reported that her husband had ties to China through their company, which manufactures sportswear products. Almost 97% of their products manufactured in China. So now we have this eight-way race in Central Florida, where you have these candidates who are wearing the MAGA mantle, but then I'm looking into their history. One of them is a lobbyist for the Asian American Pacific Chamber of Commerce tied to the CCP. One of them just got endorsed by Ipatch McCain, Dan Crenshaw. They're taking gambling money. They're taking money from corrupt, convicted land developers and political fixers. And so you only really have one or two candidates in races like this that you can trust. And voters just really need to educate themselves. I mean, we have one guy, Corey Mills, who is a combat veteran. He's one of the people who helped the airlift out of Afghanistan on his own dime. And then you have State Representative Anthony Sabatini, who's running on the MAGA line. And then you have six fakes. So voters in Florida and across the country, really do your homework, because these people can slap a MAGA sticker on their car. They can say America first. But they are trying to get the Liz Cheney's back in control of the Republican
Party. Well, a great example of that is Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. The minute he wins the Republican primary, he's done with Trump, takes him off his website.
Absolutely. And everybody saw that coming. We all saw that coming. And what did Sean Hannity do? You know, Sean Hannity, I'm so sorry. You know, the way he savaged Kathy Barnett, the way he propped up Dr. Oz, what's going on now? What is going on? We've got Dr. Oz, and the guy's going to come grab our guns. He's pro-abortion. He's a gun grabber, Alex. The voters got snowed.
What do you make, Jacob Ingalls, of the Roe v. Wade ruling and also this pro-Second Amendment ruling that's so huge?
Well, I think the agents of Moloch and the demonically possessed are going to have a very busy couple of weeks ahead of them, and I think it's going to be very dangerous. And they've already planned to shut down the Supreme Court. I got a text message that you might have heard it come through on the program here. I got a text message alert from one of these groups that they're going to shut down the Supreme Court by any means necessary tonight at 5 p.m. And I just really encourage and caution people in your communities when these are protests, when there are celebrations of the ruling from the pro-life crowd, really watch yourself. Really, really be safe, because these people are going to get violent.
Well said, my friend. It is certainly a crazy, crazy time to be alive right now. What do you make of Biden blaming gas stations for gas prices? Nobody bought the Putin thing, so now he's moved on to gas stations. Anybody that knows that business knows they lose money on average on gas or make almost no money. What an incredible statement. He's the one shutting down energy.
Well, we just see this ping pong back and forth, right, Alex? First it's, well, this is part of the transition. Jennifer Granholm says it's part of the transition. Then the press secretary says, oh, there's no recession. There's no problem with gas prices. Oh, just get an electric car. Jen Psaki, all these others. Biden has gone back and forth vacillating on this issue. So I think right now they're just sitting there in the White House, whack-a-mole on what excuse can we give and what excuse are the American people going to buy. But at the end of the day, it's crazy. I was walking through the grocery store yesterday, and there was not a single piece of chicken, poultry, beef. The only thing that was left in the meat section was the big tube of the processed ground beef that you don't want to eat. I mean, so the gas prices are affecting all these other parts of our life, and I think the Biden administration just thinks we're so stupid, we'll take whatever excuse they throw out every other day.
Well, that's right. All right, Jacob Ingles, CenterFloridaPost.com. Great job. We really appreciate you. Without Jacob Ingles, we would not have Governor DeSantis right now, so he gets a lot of credit. Thank you. All right, we're going to start the third hour with Judge Joe Brown on the Supreme Court ruling, the weaponization of the judiciary, the Jan 6 committee, and so much more in the third hour today. Please remember, we are funded by you, and you are awesome keeping us on air. And I want to thank you and commend you for your support and salute you. But we are in a battle, and we are barely in the black. I do not want to slip back into the red. We are so damn close to that. Plus, we have great products you need. InfoWarsStore.com and Alex Jones' right shirt, whether it's the regular shirt or the designer shirt, the great supplements that boost your immunity. We got some big specials going on that. Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules, the shot part 3 of COVID Land, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, all of them discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support. And don't forget, not just InfoWarsStore.com, but PrepareToday.com. PrepareWithAlex.com also takes you there. Highest quality storable food at the lowest prices you're going to find, and a bunch of other preparedness items, water filtration, air filtration, you name it. Massively discounted, and they're our big sponsor. PrepareToday.com. Don't wait with all this going on. Get ready today and know you're secure in that with the inflation. Those of you bought years ago, boy, were you smart. Still going to go up a lot. The only way you fail is not going to PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.